greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus this evening.
Amen.
Maybe you can be seated for a while before we read the word. I was asking how much time I have. But I was given as long as I want.
So
that will be fine. But you can be sure I won't abuse it. Yeah. Now, I want to say one or two things. I won't say too much about myself. Not that it's wrong. I usually enjoy hearing ministers giving their testimonies. Recently, we had a minister who passed by in
Botswana.
And he gave us a testimony about his life, his calling to the Lord. Calling it to the ministry. And it was a great blessing. Yeah, so I don't think it's wrong to do that, but
we
will probably leave that for another day. But I want to say that during the time of my ministering in Botswana, South Africa, I have interacted a lot with people from this church. If I'm not mistaken, I can see a few faces that I remember. And at one time, I don't know whether Brother Chesa remembers. But I told him I'm really impressed with the quality of believers that he brings up. Yeah, and I think it's a great testimony. And I have really appreciated him as a pastor. Because you see, you can have a very big testimony about your calling and a lot of things about the great things that God does through you. But what you are interested in is the final product. Yeah, and I think the final product is good. I think you people are in good hands. Yeah, and I'm glad to be ministering to you this evening. I'll just maybe I won't take too long. And I hope that this short service that we shall have shall be a blessing to you. Now, we shall read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We shall read two verses there, 6 and 8. I usually minister in small churches of 10, 15 people. So a group like this sometimes scares me. Yeah. So 1 Corinthians 5, 6-8.
Chapter 5, verse 6.
Yeah, it says, "Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?
Kuzirumbidza kwenyu akuna kunaka. Ko hamuzivi kuti mbiriso shoma inovirisa bundu rose here.
Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Amen. Bisai mbiriso yekare, kuti muve bundu idza, seza musina kuviriswa, nekuti paseka yedu yakati bairwa ndi Kristu. Saka ngati ite imutambo tisinga iti nimbiriso yekare, kana nimbiriso yokushata nokuipa, asine chingwa chisina kuviriswa chikururama nezvokwadi.
We shall also read one verse in Luke chapter 12.
Chaverenga verse rimwechete kuna Luke chapter 12.
Just the first verse of Luke chapter 12.
Verse rekutanga Luke 12.
In the meantime, when they were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod upon one another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
Zvino vanhu vane zvuru zvizhinji vakati vaunganira pamwe chete kusvikira votsikirirana, akavamba kutaura kuvadzidzi vake pakutanga achiti, chenjerai mbiriso yavaFarise, ndiko kunyengera. Amen.
Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer.
Tinamati.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that for your anointing now upon the word of God. May every word that shall be spoken be directed by the Holy Spirit. May you help us in our listening. May you help us in our understanding, that our worship shall bring glory to your name this evening. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated.
Tigari zvedu pasi.
Now I'll speak of a simple subject that I'll call sincerity.
Chataura pamusoro peka chidzidzo kadiki kanongonzi kuperera kana kurevesa.
Sincerity. Now,
kuperera.
In 1961. In this message called Paradox.
Mumaridzo inonzi Nenji.
That was preached in 1961.
Yakaparidza muna 1961.
The prophet narrated a vision that he had seen.
Mporofita vaka taura chiratidzo chavakanga vaona.
He had seen it, I think, 3 weeks before he preached this message.
Vakanga vachiona masondo matatu vasati vaparidza mharidzo yenenji.
Now, and I'll narrate it. So, I'll narrate that vision.
Ndida kungokudzokorera kutaura chiratidzo ichi.
And I want you to listen carefully to it.
Ndoda kuti munyatso kuteerera ndichitaura.
It will be the focus of our subject.
Nekuti ndo panenge paine dingindira rechidzidzo chedu.
Now, in this vision,
muchiratidzo ichi,
he was somewhere with a brother,
vanga vari kune imwe nzvimbo nehama,
and they were overlooking a valley.
Vakatarisa mupata.
Now, on the other side,
zvino kumhiri,
there was a bunch of reeds.
Kwakanga kune tsanga dzakawanda.
Reeds, bushes, eh?
Chisango chine tsanga dzakawanda.
Now, and there were people around.
Papa ine vanhu vaivepo.
And it was a very scary atmosphere.
Panga paine hupo haityisa.
Everybody was so scared about something.
Vanhu vese vaingoratidza kuti pane zvavari kutya.
It was not clear what people were scared of.
Asi vanhu vanga vasikubuda kuti vazive kuti chii chiri kutyisa.
Then out of the bushes,
zvino kubva musango,
there came something what those people were fearing.
Kwakabuda chinhu changa chiri kutyisa vanhu.
Now, when it emerged from the bushes,
pachakabuda kubva musango,
it was a black mamba.
Yanga iri roambira.
Now, and the way the prophet said it,
zvino matsanangura zvino zvine profita,
the black mamba is the most dangerous thing on earth.
Zvino nyoka iyi yemamba ndo nyoka inotyisa pasi rose.
There is nothing like him.
Hapana nyoka yakafanana nayo.
One drop of its poison,
kungowana donhu weshoma repoison yayo,
can kill 5 adults.
Kunouraya vanhu vakuru vashanu.
So it's very, very, very poisonous.
Saka ine poison, ine chefu yakakura.
Now, when it came,
payakabuda,
it went straight for the brother.
Yakamhanyira kune hama.
That the brother Branham was with.
Yanga ina brother Branham.
And the brother ran for his life.
Hama ikatanga kutiza neupenyu hwayo.
Then, no, I think it came to the prophet.
Yakauya
kumuprofita. I'm mixing up the vision.
Yakauya kumuprofita.
You get the main part of it.
Muchabata chakanyaya kukosha
chacho. It came to the prophet.
Yakauya kumuprofita.
And it couldn't get him.
Yakatadza kuvaruma.
And then it went for the brother.
Ndobva yaenda kuhama.
Now when we went for the brother, and the brother was running for his life, then something told Brother Branham, you have power to bind him. And you have power to unbind him. Then Brother Branham spoke and said, Satan, I bind you
Satan
in the name of Jesus Christ. Now when he said that, some blue smoke went out of the serpent.
Way blue.
And it coiled itself.
It's
like it strangled, it strangulated itself. And it became formless, like a sea of glass. See, and it was completely gone. Now, and the voice told him, remember you have power to unbind him. And the prophet said, Satan, so that I can know,
Satan, kuti nindizive,
I unbind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, when he said that, the thing became, it acquired another form, form again.
Back into the
and it uncoiled itself and went again for the brother. And the prophet bound it again. Now, after that, still in the vision, the angel told him to be able to do this, you have to be more sincere. See? To be able to do this. Now, who was the subject? Who was being told you have to be more sincere? This was our prophet. 1961. During this time, you know what had happened to him. What he had passed through in his ministry. The angel had appeared to him in 1946. That was decades back. He had passed through the first pool, second pool, squirrels had been created. He had had a worldwide ministry that had sparked a revival throughout the whole world. Millions had been healed. Thousands of ministers had been inspired by his ministry. And many others had been saved. Then 1961. Here is the angel telling him, you need more sincerity. Now, even before this, that was not the first time that his ministry, or rather to progress in his ministry, he had been warned about insincerity. In the first, when he was being given his commission, the angel told him, you are given two signs. One of them, you'll be able to hold somebody by the hand. And if there is a person is sick, there shall be a reaction in your hand. And then by that, you'll be able to tell what that person is suffering from. And he was told, if you are sincere, you will be able to know the very secrets of their
hearts.
Now, 3 years, I think it was 3 years after, that was 1949, that's when the second gift came. Meaning that he had been sincere enough He had satisfied God. And so he was given the second sign. But here, this was later, 1961. When the third pool was coming into being, it was approaching. And still more sincerity is required. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, so that's what I'm trying to talk about this evening. You know, in the Word of God, if you look at it in a shallow way, you will understand it in a shallow way. And I'm just wondering, my brothers and sisters, if sincerity was demanded of the prophet in
1961,
I wonder whether we can say that if it is demanded of us now at this age,
us,
I wonder whether we can feel insulted. I don't think it is misplaced.
And if you get to Kutaura Zinu, Singati Batsireba.
Now, sincerity, what does sincerity mean?
You know, it's good to Kuperera Iri, no Rebe.
The way I understand it,
Manzisira and no Rita.
Sincerity, in simple words, it just means
Mukuperera, Kuperera Okumas, Viat non Zisatos, no Reva.
Being able to appreciate or to understand who you are,
Kukanisakun Zisakuti Uriani.
Your level of faith,
ne chiero che kutenda kwako.
Your level of, you know, Christian qualities,
ne mando yechi Kristu chauri.
You are able to see it.
Unokwanisa kuzviona.
You are able to recognize where you are.
Unokwanisa kuziva pauri nzimbo yako.
And you don't have a put on.
Hauskuita zvekuedzesera.
But you are trying to do something about it.
Asi uruda kuedza kuti uite chimwe chinhu pamusoro pazvo.
You are able to sincerely look at yourself in the mirror. You look into the mirror. And you accept what the mirror tells you. Without being offended or without being feeling that it's unfair or something. And then you do something about it. When you are preparing yourself to go to work or come to church, if you go to the mirror, and the mirror shows you that when you are taking your porridge, you smeared some on your face.
And then
you get, or there is some in your hair. And you get angry with the mirror. See? How would you look like? But you know that's what people do spiritually. They are facing eternity. And some of them do not even want to look at the mirror. See? They are trying to reach out for something. God looks at them. They are not worthy to get to that higher level. But they are not even willing to look at the mirror. See? Because we are just presuming. And some, the mirror tells you something. And we get angry with the mirror.
And
we just proceed. And we are not coming to church. It's not that we are going to work. We are talking about going to eternity. See? Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Is
being able to look at yourself. Being willing to look at yourself. That character. Where you are constantly willing to review what you are doing. And the way you are doing it. I'm sure in a group this size, there must be some professional managers here. Now, you know what's happening in the world of management. Previously, they used to say, that if you are managing an organization or you are doing something and that thing is working, they used to say, if it's working, don't fix it. Just leave it. But now they have changed. They say, no, even if it's working, fix it. So that you can see whether you can make it better. And that's what we are saying. Even if you think your life is okay, still look at it. See whether there is something that can be done so that it can be better. Now, and where the people have a sense that everything is working, so you don't need to do anything about it. And if you come to, if somebody comes to look at it closely, that is taken with offense.
Oh,
brother, sister, that is going to hinder you. It's going to hinder you. When the prophet came, when he was dealing with the first pool, when he was working with the first pool, it was very powerful.
Oh,
there has never been anything as powerful like that on the earth. Never. It shook the Christian world. It brought a worldwide revival. It was a great thing. It was very effective. I read a story by this man who was managing Brother Branham's meetings.
Brother Baxter.
He was his first manager, I think. Now, and he was saying that he himself, he had learned how the discernment works. He would look at Brother Branham, and he sees him holding somebody by the hand, and he would watch the swellings on Brother Branham's head. He had learned how TB looks like. He had learned how female trouble looked like. So even before Brother Branham pronounces it, he would say, no, that is female trouble.
Brother Ed Baxter,
it was so real. It was so powerful. Yet it needed to be fixed. I wonder our little successes that we have here on earth. No doubt they are good. You are living a holy life. It's okay. Congratulations. You are under wonderful brother, wonderful sister. But does it need to be fixed?
See?
Blessed be the name of the Lord. It needs scrutiny. See? It needs examination. It needs improvement. If we don't do it, we shall remain with the blessings of that level.
Amen.
The blessings shall be remain of that level. Maybe that is why we remain in one place. Because we accept that situation. We accept the level at where we are. And we get settled there. And you think the pillar of fire will just remain in that at that level.
Oh, brother.
If we had something like the first pool,
kana takava nepamwe kudzonza kwekutanga
with the attitude that we are having
ne maonero atinawo
and we get something as big as the first pool
toana chinhu chikuru chakapana nekudzonza kwekutanga
with the attitude we are having
ne maonero atinawo
I don't know whether God can ever move us from there. And ifunge kuti Mwari anga akwanise kuti bvisa ipapo kuti tisa pane chimwe chiyero. Because we are just settled there.
Nekuti takagutsikana nechiyero ichocho.
Not recognizing
tisingacherechedze
that this is the age
kuti chino chizvarwa
when the church of Jesus Christ
apo anhu vaJesu Kristu.
You know, Brother Branham said
Abraham akati
that the world is in a Sodom condition.
Nyika iri muchinhano chechingochani.
It's ready for the judgment.
Yatogadzirira kutongwa.
But he said, we ministers,
and asisu vashumiri,
we have not been able to get the church into the condition of the last days.
Hatina kwanza kuisa kereke pachinhano chemazuva ekuguma.
We haven't been able to do that. It's like we have settled on small, small blessings.
We talk
about, we sing it,
as if
it is anything, when we actually ought to be in a situation where the church has so much faith
that
enough to change our bodies.
See?
And it will not come
if
we have the attitude that we are having.
Kana tine maonero ekugutsikana nezviyero zvidiki izvi.
There is more sincerity needed.
Parikudiwa kuperera kunopfuurira apa.
A readiness to look at ourselves.
Kugadzirira kuti kuda kuzvinzvera.
Look at our lives. Review our lives.
Kutarisa upenyu hwedu patsva.
So that we just don't say that it's working and then we leave it there.
Kwete kuti tigutsikana kuti zviri kushanda tosiya zvakadaro.
Now, let me say it like this. As we proceed on with that thought. It is human nature. Now, listen, please don't miss this. It is human nature. Sometimes we don't realize that we are not sincere. You may think you are sincere.
Unogona kufunga kuti iwe wakaperera pane zvauri kuita.
But you are not sincere.
Asi usina kuperera.
You can even swear that you are not hiding anything. You are sincere.
Wagopika kuti hapana kana chandiri kuvanda ini, chandakavanza ini.
But still it is not true.
Asi hausi kutaura chokwadi.
That point is very, very crucial.
Sometimes
you think you are sincere.
Nimenguwa unofunga kuti wakaperera.
When you haven't. When you are not sincere.
Iwe usiri.
Now let me prove that to you in a minute. Now, to begin with, I cannot in my wildest imaginations think that when the angel came to Brother Branham,
kuti mutumwa akauya kuna Brother Branham
and told him to be more sincere,
akavaudza kuti munofanira kuperera zvinopfuurira.
I cannot believe that Brother Branham knew that he was not sincere.
Ina handingadi kutenda kuti Brother Branham vaisazviziva kuti vanga vakaperera.
And he was deliberately in that condition of insincerity.
Kuti vakanga vazvipinza muchinhano ichocho chekusaperera nekuda uye nekuziva. Kwete.
I don't believe that. I believe because God was answering his prayers.
Nekuti Mwari vanga vari kupindura mamato avo.
I don't think that there was anything he was hiding.
Handifunge pane chavanga vakavanza, Brother Branham.
He was sincere.
Vanga vakaperera.
But the angel told him, be sincere.
Asi vakanzi nengirozi.
You have to be more sincere.
Unofanira kuperera zvinopfuurira apa.
Let me give you another example. There was a girl. Brother Branham went to see her. She was back in the rural areas. That was before America was developed.
America isati yabudirira.
She was sick. She was having an appendicitis.
Airwara ne appendix.
And it was advanced. She could not make the journey to the hospital. The hospital was about 80 miles
hospital
out of that place.
80.
And the road was rough.
Road yacho yanga isingaite.
So that even if she traveled in that condition on the rough road,
kutikana akafamba nemotokari muroad yakaipa iyi,
the abdomen would have burst.
Yaibva yaputika appendix yacho.
And that would have been the end of her. So there was nothing that could be done. Brother Branham went there. Now when he arrived there, he talked to this girl. And, you know, through his gift of discernment, he could see this girl did not have even one speck of faith. But in herself, she said, Brother Branham, I can believe for anything.
Brother Branham,
but he could see that she did not have even one speck of faith. If it was just a headache, or a backache or something, he could leave it, and say, no, the natural process, she will get better. But this was life and death. Doctors could not help. She had to be healed through divine healing. But she did not have faith. So what he did, and his the parents of the girl were there, he told them to just set aside for a while.
When
he talks to her. Now he told her, I want you to listen to the conversation. He told her, Sister, I'm sorry to tell you, but you do not believe at all. You don't have any faith. Now, the father and the mother, they overheard that, but they were not very happy. But he was talking to the girl. He had to do that. He told her, you don't believe. And she told him, Brother Branham, I can believe anything. Because she had read a few testimonies about the people who had been healed through his ministry. And he told her, no, you don't believe. Now, there was a bracelet that was hanging on the wall. And he told her, Sister, I want to test your faith. If you say you can believe for anything, without touching that bracelet, I want you to move it with your faith. And she said, Brother Branham, that can't be done. Then he told her, but you said you can believe for anything. But she said, but that's material. That cannot be touched. It cannot be done. No, you said you can believe for anything. Then move it. And then she said, can it be done? She asked, can it be done? And the Brother Branham told her, yes, it can be done. Can you do it? He told her, I can if you want me to do
it.
And he said, okay, I want to see it. And now, Brother Branham said he concentrated on that bracelet and asked God to move it, and it started moving. Now, then the girl said, but Brother Branham, that is spiritualism. And he told her, yeah, I knew you would say something like that. So, then he said, now we belong to the Church of Christ. That says that we speak where the Bible speaks. Silent where it gets silent. And then he said, but can you show me that in the Bible? Then he said, yes, I can. He said, if you move this mountain and you tell it to go to the sea,
what did he end up going?
Mountain is material.
As a mountain, since you know, Batika.
And her problem was material.
You know, Kuruwara Kwake, Chayu Chinichiru, Chino Batika.
You know, let me tell you.
Again,
we may think that we know the Bible. But there are some things that are in the Bible.
As far as
we see things, new things every day. In the Bible. Many believers have stopped reading the Bible. They don't read the Bible very much. They think they know it all. We have read it. Some of us have read the Bible several times over. So we think we know it. But there is something, just recently, there is something I heard a preacher.
Preaching.
In fact, it's this minister who I had giving his testimony. And he showed us something I have never seen. I've read those stories many times, but I have never seen it. Never. And I'm sure I'm not alone. And I'm sure that is not the only thing I have never seen. There are so many treasures that we have never seen. And they are in these our Bibles that we don't read. Because we think we have seen it all. See? So this girl, after Brother Branham showed her those scriptures, her opinion about herself changed. She said, Brother Branham, listen, he said, I realize that there are some things I have never seen. There is a level of Christianity that I should reach that I have never reached. Now, in that state,
Muchinano ichocho,
where she got defeated,
paakashika pakukundwa,
and she realized that she needs help,
paakaona anodarubatsiro.
That's when the Holy Spirit came down and healed her.
Ndopakauya mweya mutsvene ukampodza.
Because now that was sincere.
Nekuti iye zvino anga aperera.
It's not that she acquired more faith, I don't think so. But her attitude about herself
it
changed, and now she was sincere. She was in a state where God can do something with her. That's what I'm talking about.
Those are the
God could do something with her.
Because of
that state. Yeah. And there are so many other examples that I can give. In this message of Balm in
Gilead,
the prophet talked about people who think that they have, you know, he was given an allegory. Comparing spiritual sickness with physical sickness. And he was saying that you go to a doctor when you are sick. The doctor diagnoses your case.
Doctor chirwere chako
and gives you a medicine. Then when you come back for review, you find that the disease is still there. The symptoms of disease are still there. Now there can be only two explanations. One is that the medicine was not effective. Or
kana kuti
you did not take the medicine.
Iwe hauna kushandisa mushonga wawakapuwa.
Now God's medicine,
zvino mushonga waMwari,
for sin disease, is a guaranteed cure.
Unokutiwo unopora hapana kuti unokanganisa.
You cannot say that it cannot work.
Haukwanise kuti mishonga wa Mwari wechivi haurape.
This man here,
varume vari kunwa.
They are called the druggists. They are the ones who, you know, the pharmacists.
We call them the pharmacists. Do vanogovera mushonga unorapa wamwari.
The prophet was calling them druggists, but
mprofita aiti ndio vanogovera mishonga.
They are called pharmacists.
Vama pharmacists.
And the nurses,
Nema nurse.
Who give injections.
Vanobaya ma injections.
That the doctor has prescribed.
Zvataurwa na doctor.
God is the doctor.
Mwari ndo chiremba.
He has given us what to give you.
Vakatiudza zvekukupai.
We are nurses and pharmacists.
Tiri ma nurse nema pharmacists.
See? Right now I'm giving you something that God has, the doctor has prescribed.
Inini ndakukupai zvino zvataurwa na doctor pa prescription.
Now, if you say you have taken it,
iwo kana vati washandisa mushonga,
either me as the nurse or as the pharmacist,
pamwe inini sa nurse kana pharmacist,
I have interfered with what the prescription was given.
Ndakanganisa pakusanganisa mushonga yacho.
And I'm giving you something lighter, not what the
pamwe
doctor prescribed.
Pamwe darerutsa ndawanza mvura mushonga uchakwanise kurapa.
Now, but if I'm faithful and I've given you the medicine, now the ball is in your court now. It's for you to take the medicine. Now, in medical, let me tell you, in medical practice,
you know,
always the natural types, the spiritual. Patients, I'm telling you, patients taking medications, it is a big, big problem. Big, big problem. You also have been sick, maybe sometimes. I also have been sick. Now, to take the medicine to completion, up to the end, it is very difficult. The natural types, the spiritual. It is like that also in the spiritual. See? This is a guaranteed cure.
Uyu mushonga uyu unorapa zvepachokwani.
See? But patients don't take the medicines.
Asi vari kurwara havasi kutora mushonga
uyu. We are the patients.
Tisu varwere
vanhu. We don't take the medicine.
Hatisi kutora mushonga
uyu. The way it was given.
Nemapirwa zvakaitwa.
See? You say, oh, it is too bitter.
Ah, unovava.
Oh, it is too much.
Ah, wakawandisa.
Oh, every day, three times a day, too much.
Katatuma pazuva awadzanyanyisa.
So we try to take shortcuts.
Saka takuedza kuita ma shortcuts.
So the medicine doesn't work.
Saka mishonga hauzoshandi.
Now, in that message,
Mumaridzoi,
Balm in Gilead, the prophet was saying that when you see the signs of illness still there,
ukaona zvinoratidza kuti uchiri kurwara zvichiripo.
And then the patient is claiming that they took the medicine.
Apo murwere ari kuti aiwa ndakatora mushonga wamakandipa.
He said,
bara vakati,
you thought you took the medicine.
Iwe wakafunga kuti watora mushonga iwe.
But you didn't take it.
Asa huna kushandisa.
And he has, there's a whole big portion of that. Why people don't take the medicine, but they think they have taken.
Pane zvakawanda zvakataurwa ipapo. Asi vanhu vanofunga kuti vatora mushonga iwe vasina.
This is why I'm telling you that the human mind is very deceitful.
Very deceitful.
You may think you have taken the word, but you haven't. See? And this is where this idea comes in.
See?
You know very well that the whole of the message of Laodicea, this is our age. That is a big problem. Why the Bible says you don't know that you are blind. You are naked. But you don't know. You go around thinking, oh, I'm alright. Oh, I'm rich. I'm increased with good. Oh, I have need of nothing. But you don't understand your condition. So it's human nature. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't feel mad at me. Don't think that I'm saying that you are a liar. You may be a liar, but you don't realize it.
See?
And the only thing that can help us is this characteristic.
It's this value that we can get inside us. It's the nature that I'm trying to tell us this evening. Let us have this nature of sincerity. Then we shall be able to defeat this thing. That blinds the eyes of the people. And they walk around with a self-satisfied attitude. And they are not in a condition of the coming of the Lord.
Blessed
be the name of the Lord. Yeah. Let me just take this a little step forward. I won't tire you too much, okay? But this other part now. I'm always saying, I want you to get this real well. I want you to get it real well also. But I hope you don't miss this. Now. In this, I'm quoting this message called Christianity versus Idolatry.
Now,
it's a long reading, but I'll give you the story. I'll give you the background story, then I'll go to read the quotation. Now, the prophet, in that message, Christianity versus Idolatry, the prophet gave, narrated how the heathen worship, especially the heathen of India.
Profita vakatsanangura mahedeni zvikuru sei vanamati veku India vanonamata zvimipunzo.
How they worship their god.
Kuti vanonamata sei chimwari chavo.
Now, this group, this sect,
zvino boka iri,
they believe in a certain god of the harvest.
Vanotenda mune mumwe mwari wegoho.
Now, the way they worship, They don't believe like we do, of course. But don't think that they are just blindly following things. They have a doctrine. They have a teaching that they are taught by their priests. Just like we have our priests who tell us about God, who instruct us about God. The only difference is that they believe they are priests. While many times we don't believe our priests. Let me show you how. These priests tell them that when they teach them about God, he tells them there is a god of the harvest. There is a god of fertility. There is a god of so many things, so many gods. Now, when these people go to the god of the harvest, maybe it's a farmer and his crops have done well. And he wants to thank this god of the harvest. Now, to begin with,
please
note this. The truth of the matter is, there is nothing like a god of the harvest. Outside the physical realm in which we live, in the spirit world, the only beings that are there, according to the Bible, there are two forces. There is God and angels, and Satan and devils.
Satan demon.
Full stop. There is nothing like a god. All those other spiritual beings, angels and devils, it's only Satan who wants to be worshipped like a god. But there is nothing else. But these people, the heathen,
vanotenda.
They are taught fantastic doctrines about
that
this one is a female god.
Uyu ndi mwari wechikadzi.
She is the one who gives us children.
Ndiye anotipa vana.
This one is a god of good luck.
Uyu ndi mwari wekutuite rombo rakanaka.
She is the one who does this.
Ndiye anoita kuti uite zvakanaka muupenyu.
And this one is a huge powerful god.
Uyu ndi mwari uyu anonzi Hercules. Ane simba.
He is the one who will give you your money and
things.
And they sacrifice to those gods.
And
they live like that. Now, this man, his crops have done well.
And
according to the doctrine of their priests, after the harvest, he has to come and present his sacrifice.
Owns a chipiriso chake.
And he comes to the temple.
Ano ya kutemberi.
And then he lights a candle.
O batidza kenduru.
Comes and places at the feet of the idol.
Oba asko isa pa makumbo echimpunzo ichi.
And then he eats something.
Oba adya chime chinu.
There is something they eat together with the idol. Of course, the idol doesn't eat. It's just sitting there. What they believe, they don't believe that this idol is the god. Are you hearing me? The idol is not the god. He believes in a supernatural god. And they make for that god an image that they think that god likes or loves. So that when they worship this before this this thing, this
captor,
this captor of the idol, that god who is living in the supernatural somewhere comes into this idol. And now they are communing with that god through this idol. That's how they believe it. Now, after he goes through the rituals of communing with the idol and prostrating himself there and giving thanks for his harvest, now to test that his prayers have been heard, he has to walk through fire.
Anofana kufamba nepa moto.
And they put, it's a real fire.
Moto chayo wechokwadi.
They put coal.
Vano isa marasha.
And they fan it with huge fans.
Goba vanyatso isa mepo yakawanda.
Until it turns from red to hot to white.
Kusikira moto uya hausina kutsuka asi wachena.
And it is about 15 feet long.
Pamwe wakareba mafiti 15.
And it is deep.
Uye mavunze akadzika.
His feet have to sink in that fire about 1 foot.
Tsoka dzake negumbo rake rinofanira kutopinda imomo mumoto uyu.
And they put hooks on his flesh.
Vanobva vaisa simbi munyama dzake.
So that he can hooks with buckets of water.
Aine ma hooks
to make him heavy.
Anenge aine mabuckets ane mvura kuti areme.
And he walks through that fire.
Ofamba nepa moto paya.
Slowly, if he runs,
zishoma,
it's a disgrace to him.
Akamhanya zvinomunyadzisa
kwa pachina matsvake. So he has to walk slowly.
Anonyatsofamba zishoma
until he comes out on the other on
Ushika
the other side.
Afamba 1550 yemoto.
Let me tell you.
Again to kudze.
That and you think that is a theory.
Munofunga kuti vanhu vari zvekutamba here.
They have been taught that as a doctrine.
Say this.
And they come to practice it. Brothers and sisters. Listen. And because they believe that with all their
hearts.
That is what the prophet said.
Just not
they walk through that fire
vanofamba nepamoto uyu
unharmed.
Vasinga tsene moto wacho.
Now, it is not the devil that protects them from the fire.
Asi diabori anovachengetedza kubva kumoto uyu.
It is God
Dimwari
through their sincerity.
Nekuda kwokuperera kwavo. Amen.
Now, we
isu.
We preachers,
isu aparidzi.
We priests,
isu aprisita.
We are telling our people,
tirikudza vanhu vedu,
giving them a doctrine
kunyange
about our God.
Pamusoro pamwari wedu.
Our God is not an imaginary God.
Mari weda hasi mari wekufungidzira.
He told us,
vakatudza,
if we lay hands on the sick,
tikaisa maoko pane vanhu,
they shall recover.
Vachapora.
Christians come to test that.
VaKristu vanouya kuzozviedza izvi.
And they have an attitude here. Let me try.
Zvino pane maonero.
Let me try.
Handizani maonero kuti ndakona kuti zvinoshanda.
I don't know how it will work.
Handizivi kuti zvichashanda here.
I don't know whether it works.
Handizivi kuti zvichashanda here.
But let me just try it.
Asi regai ndingozviita hangu.
Now, with that attitude, how can it work?
Zvino nemaonero akadaro aya, munhu anopora here.
Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Muri kuona zvandikuedza kuburitsa.
These people practice a religion.
Ava vanhu havanotoita chinamato chavo.
A fake religion.
Chinamato chekunyepa.
Those gods don't exist.
Vana Mwari ava hakuna havako.
But because they have this sincerity,
asi vane kuperera uku kwavanako,
whatever they have been taught,
zvose zvavakadzidziswa,
it works perfectly.
Zviri kushanda zvakanaka.
Until they walk through the fire.
Kusvika vanofamba nemumoto.
Here is us trying to practice Christianity.
Yeah, it's tiri pano tiri kuedza kuita chiKristu.
And the promises that Christ has given us.
Nevimbiso dzakapona na Kristu.
But you'll just find a sprinkling of it there working. There working.
Unongona apo tidiki tiri kushanda. Apo zvidiki zvamboshanda
apo. But the general run.
Asi vakawanda vacho.
Is that it doesn't work.
Zvinoita kunge sezvisingashande.
People take the Bible,
but don't know Bible,
and it is just nice songs.
Well, you know what I say? Just nice songs. Zimbo zakanaka.
See, and we get singers singing.
Toita vaimbi vachiimba.
In the congregations, we are singing.
Tirikuimba machechi edu.
But we haven't got that sincerity to test it.
Asi hatina kuperera kwekuti
tiedze. Such that it works.
Shoko ramwari kuti rinoshanda.
Let me tell you. When these people come,
vanhu ava pavano
uya, and they prepare that white hot fire.
Wogadzira moto unozoita.
When they prepare it,
white,
they know that there are some firewalkers who will walk.
Vanotoziva kuti pane vachafamba nepamoto apa vasingatsve.
When we get to a session of praying for the sick,
but nosvika pakuti takunamata vanorwara.
The whole thing in the congregation is maybe.
Vanhu vose muchechi vakuti ah vachapora here vanhu vari kunamatirwa apa pamwe apa mazviite.
This Christian church,
kereke yechiKristu,
it needs a big dose of sincerity
in order kuti iwedzere kuperera zvakanyanya.
A big dose of it.
Tinoda kurapwa kuti tigone kuperera.
God needs to do something.
Mwari anofanira kuita chimwe
chinhu. Shake us.
Kuti zunguza.
So that we know that the stories we tell you about the Bible,
kuti nyaya dziri kutaurwa mubhaibheri, nyaya idzi ndedze chokwadi.
Amen. They are not cunningly devised fables.
Hadzisingano dzanambuya.
Amen. Amen. They are promises.
Even be so.
That were given by the hand of God himself.
Vakapuwa neruoko rwaMwari pachake.
And Jesus Christ shed his blood.
Jesu Kristu akadeura ropa rake.
So that we can hold them.
Kuti tibatirire.
So that they can help our lives.
Tibatsirwe muupenyu hwedu.
Amen. Amen.
Muri kuona.
So that we don't stay deprived.
Kuti tisashayiwe.
So that we are not in trouble.
Kuti tisapinde mumatambudziko.
But we just walk around carrying our Bibles.
Tongofamba takabata mabhaibheri edu.
Just so, you know, so piously.
Tichinzwisa tsitsi
takarira kamusoro. Our religious duties.
Zvingoita basa redu rekunamata.
And singing about those promises.
Tichiimba pamusoro pevimbiso.
But with no speck of sincerity about it.
Asi tisina kana kadonho yekuperera mazviri. Hallelujah.
murikuona.
That's how powerful sincerity is.
Do simba riripo ukaperera.
Saving a heathen. Saving a heathen.
Rukuponesa muheden.
With an imaginary doctrine.
Ariku namata mwari wekufikira.
That is just lies.
Ari manyepo chete.
Yet it protects them from such fire.
Asi ari kuchengetedzwa kuti asatsva nemoto.
And we are just scratching the Bible on the surface here.
Isi tirikungobata Bible tichingobata pamusoro chete.
Singing about it. Singing about it.
Tichingoimba pamusoro paro.
May God do something to shake us into reality.
Mwari vaita chimwe chinhu tisvike pamaziro kwazvo.
Of the promises of God.
Pavimbiso dzaMwari.
Brothers and sisters, it requires self-reflection.
Zvinotoda kuti tisvike pakugona kuzvinzera.
When the angel came to Brother Branham,
mutumwa paakaona
Brother Branham in 1961, to tell him about that he has to be sincere enough.
Vanofanira kuve nekuperera kwakakwana.
If he was going to bind that black mamba,
kana vaizokwanisa kusunga mamba iyi
and unbind him,
kana kuisunungura.
If he is going to be given that power,
kuti vazowana simba iri.
When he was told he has to be more sincere,
vaizofanira kuve nekuperera kwakakura.
You know what he said? He is going somewhere to fast and pray.
Vakati ndakumboenda kune imwe nzvimbo kunotsanya nekunamata.
Self reflection.
Kuzvera pachako.
Looking at the mirror.
Kutarisa mugirazi.
See where his bad parts are.
Kuona kuti pandiri kukanganisa ndepapi.
And I think it's a good thing to do.
Ndotenda kuti chinhu chakanaka kuti tiite.
These are things that people have neglected.
Zvinhu zvaakusiregera kuitwa nevanhu izvi.
But how are we going for the rapture, brethren?
Zvino tinopinda sei mukubvuta hama?
There is no other way.
Hakuna imwe nzira.
Her self-reflection.
Ngatisvike pakuzvinzvera kutarisa upenyu hwenyu. Kutsanya nekunamata.
I had it on my notes here. I was going to read Isaiah 58, but we are not going to read it.
Ndandina zvomanotsi
angu. Read it when you get home.
Asi unozoverenga kumba.
Talking about the correct way of fasting.
Panzira yakanaka yekutsanya.
And when you look at it, it's nothing but self reflection.
Ukanyatsozvitarisa ingori nyaya yekuzvinzvera upenyu hwako iwe.
Seeking out the bad parts.
Uchiona uchitsvaka zvinhu zvakaipa zveupenyu hwako.
Now, many times,
nguva dzakawanda,
the tragedy is that many times in our churches,
njodzi dzakawanda dzatinadzo machechi.
We find people who even know that they are not telling the truth about something.
Unotoona munhu achitozati apa zvandiri kutaura izvi ndiri kunyepa.
Leave alone the hidden sins.
Asi, amen.
Leave alone the hidden sins. Hidden insincerity.
Ngatisiyei kusaperera kumahedheni
kuti. Where you know that where you need to fast to find out.
Yekuti unoda kuti utsanye kuti uzvizive.
But there are some people who even tell lies.
Asikunomanhanonyepa.
If you know that you did something that was wrong,
kana ukazati wakaita chakaipa,
and you are pretending,
asi uri kuda kunyepera,
you don't need to fast to know that you are lying.
Haupane kunotsanya iwe uchiziva kuti uri kunyepa. Izvi hazvidi kutsanya izvi kunyepa izvi.
But there are some people who lie even at that level. They are not sincere enough to even tell the truth.
Asi pano manhu vari pachero chero chekuti anonyepa, haana kuperera kwekuti ataure chokwadi.
That is the state where we are.
Ndopachinano chatiri.
I believe that it is a time that we should reflect on ourselves.
Ndotenda kuti tasvika panguva yekuti tofanira kuzvitarisa upenyu hwedu.
Now, having this in mind,
tichifunga pamusoro peizvi.
That was the coming of the third pool.
Ndokwanganga kuri kuya kudhonza kwechitatu.
At Brother Branham's time.
Panguva yaBrother Branham.
And this is where we are going now.
Isi ndokwatava kuenda iyezvi.
Because this is the home stretch for the rapture. Awaiting for the rapture.
Izvi ndozvichatisvitsa mukubvutwa. Takamirira kubvutwa.
Let me conclude by saying this, brethren.
Regai ndipedzise ndichitaura ndichiti.
In where we read in First Corinthians chapter 5.
Pataverenga kuna vaKorinde kutanga chapter 5.
The Bible said.
Bible rati.
That a little leaven.
Hanzi mbiriso shoma.
It leavens the whole lump.
Inosvibisa bundu rose.
In the natural,
panyama chaipo.
If you put leaven in flour, ukaisa flour,
mbiriso uchibika chingwa,
and mix it in the dough,
wosanganisa ne flour.
Now every place, every corner of that dough,
mu flour yese iyongo chisanganisa ne mbiriso.
It has the leaven.
Mani mbiriso.
That he was talking about spiritual things.
Vanga vachitaura pamusoro pezvinhu zvepamweya.
If in your life there is some leaven.
Kana muupenyu hwako iwe mune mbiriso.
It affects every aspect of your life.
Zvinobata pazvese zvoupenyu hwako iwe.
It will affect your business life.
Zvinobata pa business rako.
It will affect your church life.
Zvinobata pa upenyu hwako iwe kunamata.
Your family life.
Zvinobata pa mhuri yako.
Every aspect of your life.
Zvese zvoupenyu hwako zvinobatwa nembiriso iyi.
I believe
that
if God can help us,
and
you get this nature or this character of being sincere, it will also cure every aspect of our life. Cure family life.
It
will cure church life.
It will cure
family life, business life,
business.
God bless you so much. Let's pray that the Lord gives us sincerity.
Amen.
Amen.